From the Himalayan peaks to the tropical greenery of Kerala, from the sacred Ganges to the sands of the Thar Desert, India is vast. In fact, it's the seventh largest landmass in the world, sharing borders with Bangladesh, Bhutan, China, Myanmar, Nepal, and finally, Pakistan, a neighbouring state to its west. It's common knowledge that relations between the two states have always been fractious, defined by the violent partition of British India after World War II. There have been numerous military conflicts ever since. Mother India has been associated with its commercial and cultural wealth for much of its long history, a history reaching back five millennia. Although there are many, it's home to four main religions: Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and Sikhism. Led by Mahatma Gandhi, India became an independent nation in 1947. With a population of approximately 1.1 billion, the country is the second most populous state after China. The population is relatively young, with about 660 million in the 15 to 40 year age group bracket. With access to such a large, skilled, and cheap workforce, it's no wonder so many Western companies have outsourced their operations to major commercial hubs, such as New Delhi, Mumbai, Pune, Hyderabad, and Bangalore. But perhaps one of the most striking things about India is how the way business is conducted and how it's so intrinsically linked with its culture. Remember, this is the country where the caste system prevails, something that ultimately defines who you are and the role you play in society. For many non-Indians, this predetermined role seems wholly unfair. However, disregarding this profoundly important feature of Indian culture can be dangerous if you're looking to strike up a collaborative relationship. We'll be taking a look at how this comes into play and what you can do. But first, let's consider some key facts about the country's economy. India's economy is the seventh largest in the world and the third largest by purchasing power parity. It's a member of the G20, a member of BRICS, and has had an average growth rate of approximately 7% over the last two decades. In the last quarter of 2014, India's economy became the world's fastest growing, replacing the People's Republic of China. India has one of the fastest growing service sectors in the world, is a major exporter of IT services, BPO services, and software services. The country's IT industry continues to be the largest private sector employer. India is also the fourth largest startup hub in the world. Although agriculture contributes to a declining share of its GDP, it still ranks second worldwide in farm output. The Indian car industry is one of the largest in the world, with an annual production of 21.48 million vehicles. Yes, it's safe to say that the future of India's economy seems to be very promising, and it is for this reason that the world of commerce looks to establish and forge greater relations with this vibrant economy. Whether you're working at a distance or a regular visitor to the country, you need to have a good understanding of how Indians operate in order to strike a fruitful and productive working relationship. It's all about making a good first impression, and if you manage to do that, you may well be on the right track to success. So, what are the key essentials that will allow you to operate effectively? Well, first off, you need to appreciate how Indians tend to see the world, their perspectives and values, and how these values are manifested when dealing with non-Indian counterparts. For example, if you come from a culture that tends to be very task-focused, likes to cut to the chase and get down to business, chances are you may well be jeopardizing the chance of building a good working relationship. Some cultures place a great deal of importance on the relational aspect of collaboration. Hold this in mind. Communication style is also very important. Being too direct can cause offence and cause a more implicit culture to lose face. Be aware of this and understand that what you may think is an honest dose of straight talking could well be perceived as rudeness. Indians also tend to place greater emphasis on group identity. Try and relate to the group and appreciate that appealing to the individual may not necessarily be the right strategy to adopt. Additionally, Indians are generally far more risk-averse than many cultures you'll find in the West. Reduce risk by being more detailed in briefs and briefing documents. Any reluctance to plough on with a task might come down to the fear of getting things wrong. Reduce the risk by facilitating a safer, risk-reduced process. Another key tip, and one you'd be well advised to heed, is that of the hierarchical nature of Indian society. Not respecting the rules will lead you down a dangerous path. If you don't understand and respect the chain of command, you'll be sure to suffer the consequences. Do your homework in advance. Finally, and perhaps well known to those who've had dealings with India, Indians have a very different take on time. Where some cultures regard punctuality as a critical demonstration of professional behaviour, Indians see time in quite a different way. In fact, as the Indians like to say, "You may have the clock, but I have the time." Essentially, this is all about the importance placed on relationship building, conveying respect, and according respect to an individual. If meetings need to be delayed, so be it. Time is fluid and does not supersede making yourself available to someone. Be mindful of this and resist any anxiety and frustration that a delayed meeting might bring. And there we have it. Doing business in India, remotely or otherwise, can bring huge rewards if you adhere to some of our golden rules. And it is indeed observing these rules that will make the difference between a good working relationship and a relationship disconnect. Respect formality and appreciate complexity. Remember that culture is all about the way we do things around here. Adapt your communication style, be prepared to read between the lines, and look at building a close relationship with your Indian counterpart. If you do these things, you just may experience the fruits of your labour.